of you. How are you, Dean?
I'm good, thanks, Nads.
What did you make of the meeting tonight?
Yeah, gee, the competitive races, rail back true. Interesting to hear Marty say, you know, pretty still day that they might run it well from the front. But, yeah, I thought they were pretty good races, actually.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the first, which is over 1,000 metres for two-year-olds. You can take out runners 3, 6 and also the 9. Now we've got number 5, Andrassy Avenue at 5, down to Isa Rocket, who's a first starter, 4.20. 4.44, Villa Blanca. And then we're looking at Vivaro, who was at $3.90.
I'm going to go with Andrassy Avenue here. I thought trialled really well before the debut run at Caulfield in the Blue Diamond Preview and just got too far back. It's a lot of speed in this race, and I'm just hoping that Luke Nolan can just sort of get in that three-wide train and be strong late. And I really liked her debut. I think she's got a good hope here to beat 11, Villa Blanca, who's trialled up well. It's got good speed. It'll use it here. 7, Isa Rocket, likewise, trialled nicely. I think can take up a prominent spot from the draw. And 12, Vivaro, who certainly was very sharp here first up and will make its own luck up on the pace. But yeah, I thought Andrassy Avenue was a little bit of each-way value there. 5, 11, 7 and 12.
So we go 5 from 11, 7 and 12 in race 1. We head over to the second, which is a fillies and mares 1,200-metre race. And here there are no scratchings. We've got number 2, Charlene at 3.40, 5.50 Private Lounge, 2.50 for Dancing Tycoon and Kalasa, who is at $5.50.
Yeah, I like Dancing Tycoon. I was quite keen on her first up, and she ran really well. I think I'd love to see her just roll straight across here and make her own luck and take any bad luck out of the equation from the draw. I think she gets across pretty cheaply and will be hard to beat. Charlene comes down from Sydney with form that's improving. Her last run was good. Gets a lovely run from the draw for Damien Oliver. Kulasa, I didn't think she really hit the mark in the spring, but first up here, this is a very good grade of race for her to run well first up. And for Private Lounge, who was just in a terrible spot in one of the short races here last start, back on the rail and racing very tight, never got a chance to really show her best. Fitter and the 1,200 metres suits her a lot better, but I'm with Dancing Tycoon. 6, 2, 7 and 4.
So 6 from 2, 7, 4. The third is a 9.55 metre race, and we've got number 1, Pravro at 3.90. Macahoo Boy at 2.50, Swift Sisters at 9.50, Sister Kitty Mac at 4.20, Dal Piero, huge action, both at $9.
Yeah, he's going really well, Macahoo Boy, for the new stable with Enver Jososovic, and I think no reason he won't win again. He was good here last start, and he gets a claim again for Liam Reardon. I think he'll be the one to beat from Sister Kitty Mac. I like her a lot better at the shorter courses, which she gets tonight, back from 1,400 metres and a freshen up. 1, Pravro, just had the perfect run to win last start, drawn for a good run again, and Del Piero scratch from earlier in the week for this next best. 2, 4, 1 and 5.
2 from 4, 1, 5. The Stayers series over 2,040, race 4, sees runners 3, 4, 7 all come out. Number 1, Shaq is at 3.50, Mosh Music at 1.90, Abiro at $4.60.
Seems well enough found now, Mosh Music, but I just think she's the progressive horse in this race. It was a good win last start. She was strong at the end of 2040 when she was jumping from 1600, so it was a really good effort, and I think she'll win again. Number 5, Mosh Music, Abiro. His run last start to McClary was quite good. He battled on well. It was quite a high-pressure race. After the longer trip, I don't think holds any fears, even though he hasn't won beyond 1,500. I think he'll get this trip. 8, Stornoway. Always had a doubt on him as a stayer, but since he's come back to 2000 and then 1850 last start, he scored 2 consecutive wins. He's got some hope again, and maybe 1, Shaq, who just runs well at this distance but finding it hard to win next best. 5, 6, 8 and 1.
5, 6, 8 and 1. We go to race number 5 over the mile, and this race sees runners 12 and 13 come out. Number 1, Altsu Huing at 4.20, Kaching at 5, 9.50, Never Again, Groundbreakers at 3 and Sam Slick at 7.50.
I'm going to go with Ground Break. He was also in tomorrow at Flemington, but he's running tonight. I think it'll be hard to beat up on the pace from 1, Altsu Huing, who was a very low-pressure race at Sandown, well ridden by Ethan Brown, but he'd be fitter again. He's now in the Phillip Stokes yard. 2, Kaching, just needs another win. Simple as that. He's running really well, but he ran well last start, and he'll be competitive again. And Sam Slick's drawn for a lovely run with a claim for Zach Spain next best. 8, 1, 2 and 11.
So we go 8, 1, 2, 11. Race 6 over the mile. This race sees runners 1 and 9 come out along with the 11. We've got number 2, Kapalenko at 8, 3.54 in Churi. $8.50 Sabotage. Indian Thunder is at $2.90. And Paramus Boy at $7.50.
Yeah, I'm tipping Team Hawks to win both divisions of this benchmark, 78. And I think Intueri was good here last start. Good proactive ride by Michael Poy. Rolled to the top and just kept going. I think can do much the same here. 8 Indian Thunder. Probably his upper distance limit, but geez, in good form. It was a terrific run last start at Caulfield. He cut through the field to place, and he's going to get a cheap run from the draw. 7 Humboldt Currents for Query Runner. It's an import with the Waller Yard. Recent jump out looked okay. And number 10, Sacred Theme, who's in good form. He'll probably have to duck and weave from back in the field from an inside draw, but will be strong late. 5, 8, 7 and 10.
5 from 8, 7 and 10. We then go to race number 7. This is the Tawny Night Cup, a list, the 2,500 metre race. And we've got number 1, Vengamask. It's $8.50. Fabrizio at $5.50. 5 for Kiwia. 8.50 Bondiga, 2.90 there for Naval Warfare, and they're the main ones in the market.
Yeah, I'm thinking that the favourite's the one to beat, Naval Warfare. We've seen him here before, but he's going very well at the moment. He won on the Kensington track in good fashion, won by a big margin, beating Earth Angel, who we know well, and then ran second to Etymology, and Etymology's been beating up this sort of grade of race down here, culminating in the Bagot. So it's the right form line. He's the one to beat. From Fabrizio, who hasn't won for a little while, but he's running well. Out to the 2400 last start in the same race behind Etymology. He ran quite well and looked to work very well on Monday at Moonee Valley. 3 Kawaya now with the Archie Alexander stable. Not much went right in a slowly run race last start, but he hit the line okay out to this trip. Probably absolutely as far as he wants, but the draw does certainly help. And 5 Bondiga, who is getting fitter. He ran very well last start. He's won at this track and distance, and he's probably on a path towards the Launceston Cup. He's next best. 6, 2, 3 and 5.
6 from 2, 3, 5. And the final events are 64-1200, where you can take out 5, 12, 15 and also the 16. Number 1, Secret Vega at 5, $9.50 for Tahi and Tbilisi, $9 for Mossbell, down to Brilliant Choice, who's at $2.80 and not approved at 9.
I think Secret Vega is probably the safest bet in the race. He's near enough to each way odds. He resumes here. He was good last preparation, winning at Moe and winning at Echuca. Between them, he ran a good race to Amphitrite at Flemington and third to Ring a Ding Ding. It's very good form. He's got a big weight, but I think he's the class runner of the field. The other 3-year-old is Brilliant Choice, number 13, who comes down from the Team Hawks Yard in Sydney off the last preparation, winning at the Kensington track, and was very competitive in all three runs last time in, and then winning at the Kensington track, beat Nikita Jane, so it's a good form reference. 11 Northern River, she last preparation didn't win in the three runs she had for the Jared McLean Yard, but she ran well on each occasion and can be competitive here. And Tahi resuming has trialled up okay and with the claim next best. 1, 13, 11 and 3.
1 from 13, 11 and 3. And what about a best Ruffy Quaddy in your play of the night, Dean?
The best Nards for me is race 4, number 5, Mosh Music. The best value is the first, race 1, number 5, Andrassy Avenue. The Quaddy, first leg 1, 2 and 8, second leg 5, 7, 8, 10, third leg 2, 3, 5 and 6, and the final leg 1, 11 and 13. And the play of the night, I'm going to play a parlay 2, 3 and 4. We'll start with a place, race 1, number 5, Andrassy Avenue. A win, race 4, number 5, Mosh Music. A win, race 5, number 8, Groundbreak. And a place, race 8, number 1, Secret Vega.
Very good, Dean. Thank you for that and good luck tonight.
Terrific. Thank you, Nards.
Yes, Dean.